I think we left off around Ubimoso Masa Yehoshua Olav Hashalom. Again, the word Yehoshua will be in all the translations. Masha Kiba Min HaTerush. You see that at last time, Maria? Ubimoso Masa Yehoshua. What he had received from Moshe Rabbeinu, Perushim Kubalim, Umashe Nidrash Bizmano Naflova Machlokas, Umashe Naflova Machlokas, who postkaboka dasa rov, Laskan, Yeshua Masa Laskanim. Behem Shama Alei Makosa, Vahol Yume Hazakan, Mashaharicha Yorim Acher Yeshua. The Shuv Masu Osam has Zakain and Mashikiblan and Vim Alay Mashalam. Bahanavim Zalaza. Bolohoya is as much the Hoybo Hakiros with Hidushin. Bohoyu Anche called Dor Kovim Divre. Well, actually, let's stop at that line for a minute first. Bolohoya Zman, Shalahoyu Bo Hakiros with Hidushin. But so the Rambam is clearly of the opinion that, on the one hand, Moshe Rabbeinu transmitted initially the basic information about each of the mitzvahs, that each mitzvah was actionable, as it were, based on the Kabbalah, which we received explicitly, directly from Moshe Rabbeinu. So we knew and understood enough about mitzvahs sukkah that right away we knew what the minimum height of a sukkah is, material of the schach is, etc. So that's on the one hand. Me'idach gisa, the Rambam clearly says that there was development in Torah Shebaal Peh, that there were additional dinim which were elicited, which were embedded in the Torah Shebichsav to be derived through Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bahen, and these were. So to follow up, I think right, the Rambam gave this example earlier in the Hakdama when he illustrated with Mitzvah Sukkah, if you recall. Where does he give it? Yeah. Back towards the beginning, so the Rambam says, V'omer l'cha moshel, right after he quotes the Chazal that Rashi quotes in the beginning of Parshas Behar, V'halo kol ha-toru kula nema misinai. So right after that, the Rambam gave us an example of sort of what the Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu is. So hine omer lo Hashem basukos teshu shivas yomim. V'chein hodio yisala shahasuka hazos chova al hazachorim v'lo anakevas. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu the Pasuk in Parshas Emor of Asukos Teshu Shevas Yomim. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him again the basic halachas which make that mitzvah actionable. Hu's chayev zachorim v'lo anakevas. But even among zachorim, en chayev b'hacholim v'lo holchei duachim. It has to be a davisha eno makabel tuma the schach. V'shiyua achila v'hashsiya v'hashena ba b'meshach kol shivas hayamim. What does it mean to be yoshev v'asuka? V'shaloyia b'chalol pochus mizayin tfachim al zayin tfachim orach al rochav. But Lemaisa, the Rambam doesn't mention, let's say it's a din of Tassel Omen Osui by Sukkah. Right? So the Mishnayos say, but let's say you have bundles of hay, and you have sort of imagine a solid cube of bundles of hay. So that's Gidulei Karka. and it's Eina Mekabel Tumah, and then you'll hollow out, so you'll hollow out in a way that you're left with schach overhead, and you're left with tfanos on the side. So you didn't put schach, but the schach just sort of emerged because you hollow out from underneath. So that would be a psul of tasalom and also. So the Rambam doesn't mention that din. So I don't know how the Rambam knows and where you, I mean, there's no nafkamin al-halach, it's just in terms of halona. But that perhaps is an example of what we're talking about here, that Moshe Rabbeinu told us the basic dinim, but there were other dinim, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted, that the Chachamim should derive through Midosh HaTorah and Nedrashos Bahen. Okay, so that's perhaps an example of what we're talking about. Then the Rambam continues again back to where we are further in the Hakdama. V'hoyu anshe koldor kovim divrei elu shekodmum kidmum liyasod sha'al piv hoyu dorshim u'machachim chidushim. So what each generation discovered based on Midosh HaTorah and Nedrashos Bahen, that then became the starting point for the next generation's Havona and Iyun in Torah. So that's actually very interesting. The Rambam writes in Hilchos Mamrim, Perik Beis. Bezdin ha-golo shador shu ba'achas ben amidos kifi ma sh'nira ba'ineim sh'hadin kach. V'donu din. V'omer achareihim bezdin ache v'nira lo tam ache listor osa hadin. Hareza soser v'don kifi ma sh'yeiro ba'inav. Sh'nema v'al ha-shofet ha-shayiyah v'ayomim ma'heim. Eina tochayiv l'leches ala ache bezdin sh'vedorecha. So the Rambam is of the opinion, the way he, the Kesef Mishnah, quotes, but the way the Rambam pieces together and integrates various Ma'amari Chazal, the rule that Ein Bezin Yochel Levatel Divrei Bezin Chaveru Elm Ken Godol Mimena B'choch B'minyan means when the previous Bezin instituted a Din D'Rabbanan. When the previous Bezin instituted a Din D'Rabbanan, so the Koach of that Din is the Koach of that Bezin. So if that Bezdin is God of a Chochma of a Minyan, then a lesser Bezdin can't come and overturn that din. But when an earlier Bezdin didn't, they weren't misaking something with the Koach of Bezdin. No, but they rather said, this is what we think the Torah means. This is what we think the Torah means. This is the Pshuto Shemekar. This is what we think the Torah means. Al-Pimidu Shaitan and Dreshes Bahan. So that's not with the Koach of Bezdin. So that the Rambam holds that a subsequent Bezdin doesn't have to be God of Bechokh Dominion to disagree. Even though they're not they're equal, that they can disagree. So the question is, in light of that, how do you really understand what the Rambam's telling us here? Here it sounds like that each generation learned again became so absolute that it was the starting point for the next generation, and there was no difference for the generation after Yeshua, for the Zkenim, there was no difference between what Moshe Rabbeinu had transmitted and what had been Nischadesh v'Nizbarer b'doro shel Yehoshua u'beis dino. But in light of this din in the Rambam Perek Beis of Hilchos Mamrim, so how do we understand that? I don't know, other than, let's hold off and soon maybe we'll suggest half an answer.
V'lohoysa machlogis v'yesodis hamakubalim,
we'll come to this binyan mitzvah. Ad shehigia hazman la'anshei knesses hagdola. V'hem chagai zechayu malachi. V'daniel v'chananyu mishal v'azayu v'ezra hasof v'nechami m'chachali v'modchai z'ubo v'mishal tiel. V'nosav al hanavim halov l'l tashlam meya v'esem zokin min hachorash v'hamaskir v'domehem. V'chakru v'dorshu gam heim k'mo she'osu kodmehem v'gozu gizeros v'skinu takonos v'isha achron shal osa hachavura hata'ora hu harishon l'chacham hanizkorn b'mishnah v'hu shimon ha'tzadik v'hu ha'koin godu v'osu hador v'keitz ha'yomim shachareim higia ad rabbeinu ha'kodosh olav ha'shalom. So it's interesting. So when the Rambam is sort of describing the shalshalos ha'masorah, so he describes the, as it were, the milestone of when we reach the Anshei Knesset Hagdola. Then, for the moment, he skips over who the links are in between, and then he fast forwards to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Right? So he said that he tells us how it goes from Moshe Rabbeinu to Ezra HaSofer, the Anshei Knesset Hagdola, and then says, and then, you know, fast forwarding, the Masorah continued until it reached Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Now it's interesting because in a few lines he actually is going to go back and fill in who the links were between the Anshei Knesset HaGdola and Rabbeinu HaKadosh. So it's kind of funny that here he just fast forwards from the Anshei Knesset HaGdola to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. But the emphasis is, he does that a second time also. The Rambam in the Hagdom to Sefer Mitzvahs tells us about what his plan for Mishnah Torah is. Sefer Mitzvahs wasn't really intended by the Rambam as an independent work. It's more a companion to Mishnah Torah. So in the Hagdama to Sefer Mitzvahs, he's telling us what he has in mind to do with Mishnah Torah. And he says, V'hoya hano'os etzli, what seems most appropriate to me, is l'hapil mimenu ha'arichos, to avoid any unnecessary elaboration, and therefore v'hasmichus b'zichun ba'al ha'kabbalah. When I quote halachas in Mishnah Torah, I'm not going to say this is a halacha b'shem Rav, and this is a halacha b'shem Shmuel, and this is b'shem Rabbi Yochanan. And ad shelo omar, I won't say divi Rabbi Ploni v'lo Rabbi Ploni, omer kach v'kach v'chol ma'ama u'ma'ama. I'm not going to do that. I'm just going to, as we know from Mishnah Torah, right? Mishnah Torah doesn't tell us this is what Reb Meir said this din, or Yehuda said this din. I'm just going to tell you the din. What I will do, now notice this, Rav Osai. Aval ezkor chachme ha-Mishnah v'chachme ha-Talmud kulam aleim ha-Shalom zikaron kol al b'tchilas ha-Chibur. In my Hakdama to Mishnah Torah, I'll introduce all the Tanoim and Amoroim, v'oma, and I'll sketch. I will trace ki dine ha Torah kula v'hi Torah shebal peh mukubalim miploni uploni ad Ezra ad Moshe Rabbeinu. So there were sort of two markers. Why not miploni uploni ad Moshe Rabbeinu? So there's something. There's the Masorah of Moshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra, and then from Ezra down to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. And that's exactly the same sense that one gets here as well, right? And that's why the Rambam is sort of initially fast-forwarding. So the Masorah goes from Moshe Rabbeinu to Anshei Knesset HaGdola, Anshei Knesset HaGdola, again, Barosha Berishona Ezra HaSofer, from Anshei Knesset HaGdola down to Rabbeinu HaKadosh. It could be, again, this is only half an answer, because you'll see, obviously, why it's only half. It could be that somehow what the Rambam is telling us in Hilchos Mamim, Perek Beis, Halacha Aleph, that the I don't know if this is right, but maybe Ayin Olav, that this din, that what each generation said then became the starting point for the next generation, was only true from Moshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra HaSofer. Why was it true even then? I don't know. That's why this is at best half an answer. And subsequent to Ezra, because again, there is some kind of turning point here. Right? That's why both in Sefer Mitzvah and here, when the Rambam mentions the Masorah from Moshe Rabbeinu to Rabbeinu Kadosh, there are two halves. There's Moshe Rabbeinu ad Ezra, and there's Ezra ad Rabbeinu Kadosh. And the din in Perek Beis, in Hilchos Mamrim, that's true from post Anshei Knesset HaGdola ad Rabbeinu Kadosh. Is there a tshuva to that from the fact that I think the Kesef Mishnah says that the Mokor, or one of the Mokoros for the Rambam, that you don't have to be Godol v'chochma v'minyan, is from the Gemara of Yiftach b'doro k'shmuel b'doro. So that's prior to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola, obviously. So maybe in Echanani that is a pircha, or maybe the Rambam holds that the Lashonas alav dafka just sort of, you know, they're sort of representative figures, and really the din is wasn't noheg at that stage. Ayin Olav. The Rambam says v'chaku v'doshu gam hein k'moshu asu kodmehem. The Anshei Knesset HaGdola, like all the previous generations, also again when ma'ayin based on midrash ha'atayin v'dreshes v'hen in the Torah shevachsav. However, what really sort of singles out the Anshei Knesset HaGdola from previous generations is v'gozu gzeros v'hiskinu takonos. Right? Most of the gzeros and takonos we have go back to the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. There were earlier gzeros. The Gemara in Shabbos tells us that already b'mei Shlomo HaMelech, that was in Issa Muktzah. So there were gzeiros earlier, and we know that Shlomo Tikkun and Erev and Tilas Yadayim, it's not that there was nothing before Anshei Knesset HaGdola, but there was very little, relatively speaking. Most of the gzeiros takonos that we have are from that time of the Anshei Knesset HaGdola. So maybe in light of that, maybe what one sort of sees a certain omek to a Gemara in Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says, "Tanya Rabbi Chafal from the base. Tanya Rabbi Yosi Omer, Ro'ui Hoyo Ezra Shatinasi in Torah Yadali Yisrael. Ezra is really worthy of being the one to be Mekabel Torah and to transmit it to Bnei Yisrael. Ilmole kadma Moshe." But he lost out. Moshe Benu lived earlier. Right? That's what the words say. Ezra, he came too late. He came and he was born too late. But mitzad, the gavra, who he was, is roi hayo Ezra shetinasin ta'al yada. So maybe that correlates with the fact that it was the Anshei Knesset HaGdola who are responsible for the majority of gzeros and takanos we have, that in a certain sense, Torah was nitna al yada. Again, not that Torah was nitna al yada min ha-shamayim, lo ha-shamayim hi, but Torah was nitna al yada, not the Torah d'araisa, but the ikar of Torah d'Rabbanan, taka was nitan al yadei Ezra. In terms of the suggestion, again, I don't know if it's correct, that there's a difference between the Masorah from Moshe to Ezra, and then from Ezra, the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah, down to Rabbeinu HaKadosh, in terms of this din about being choleg on the previous Bez Din. So if it's correct, then the following Marim Malkum is relevant. It's not correct. It's a good Gemara to know. So, not too much harm here. Okay. The pasuk in Melachim talks about how Nebuchadnezzar exiled the people from Eretz Yisrael, and amongst them he exiled Hachorash v'Hamasker. So the simple pshat, the literal pshat, it seems to be that Achorash is an artisan. It means the professional class as well, the artisans as well. Chazal say that Achorash and Masker refer to the Chachamim, that the Chachmei Yisrael were exiled by Nebuchadnezzar as well. So why the Chachmei Yisrael referred to as Achorash and Masker? When they open, presumably meaning when they begin to speak, so nasu hakol kecherushin, cherushim mistoma, emphasizing the enu medaber aspect, right? I think. And masker is kevin shesogrin shuv enon poskin. What does that mean? When they close something, it's not reopened. So Rashi says kevin shesogrim halacha shehem segurim ba sheenam yosh sheenam yodim lahoshev l'shov aleihem shuv ein la poskin acherim. If the Chachamim, that group whom the Pasuk refers to as Chorash and Masker, if they were not able to resolve a certain suffix, no one else could either. Right? Kevin She'ein She'sogim, if they would leave something with Tzarachiyun, so no one else would be able to resolve it. Shuv Enon Poskin. I don't know if what we're saying is correct. Maybe the way the Rambam understands this Gemara is Kevin Shesogrin, when they finalize something, that what was true until and including this generation is when they finalize something, Shuven and Poschen. It wasn't reopened for discussion. It's exactly, and maybe this would even be a partial mocker for what the Rambam is telling us, that at this stage of the Masorah, what every generation discovered became the starting point for the next generation. Okay, so here about Rabbeinu HaKadosh. V'keitz ha'yomim sh'achareim higia ad Rabbeinu HaKadosh. Olav ha'shalom. V'hoi yachid b'doro u'meyuchad b'zmano. You have to figure out what those two phrases are. Kemosha Amu Mimei Moshe V'ad Rebbe Lova Inu Torah Ugdula V'makam Echad. V'hoya B'tachlis HaChasidus Tachlis, the ultimate. In terms of Chasidus V'ho'anova V'harchokas HaTa'anugim. Kemosha Amu Od Mishameis Rebbe Bod La'anova V'yiras Chait. So which of those two implies the Harchokas Ta'anugim? Yeros Chait certainly implies Chasidus, because Chasidus, Galif Nimishur Sadin, vis-a-vis a mitzvah essay means to do the maximum, and vis-a-vis a mitzvah slosa essay it means to take extra precautions to avoid the mitzvah slosa essay. So Ramchal has in Mesir Sesharim that the Chasidim make their own siyogim. That the siyogim Chazal made are the siyogim which are shalom l'chol nefesh. But let's say that a person sees that for himself he has a certain weak point, he has a certain susceptibility to something, so then he makes his own siyog. So that Yiras Chait certainly implies Chasidus, another matches up with another. Which of the two matches up with Halchakas Tanugim? So the truth is that they both do. In Maseilas Sharm at the beginning, so Ramchal explains how basically the most chait results from being overly megushimdik. And in that sense, Hachokas Tanugim is an expression of Yiras Chait. But the Emes says the Hachokas Tanugim is also an expression of Anova. I think Reb Itzela has in the Hagdama to Nefesh HaChayim, when he's giving us a profile of his father, Reb Chaim Volozhiner. So he describes what a tremendous Anov he was. And he says that it's Yadua that someone who's an Emes Degonov, so all material and physical matters are not, he's not nimshach at all. He's not focused on them. Again, obviously a person is supposed to be focused to maintain health, v'chulu, but not focused on them anything beyond what's necessary and what's appropriate. And he says that that's an expression of Anova. How is that an expression of Anova? How is that an expression of Anova? So there are certainly more crude expressions of gaiva, and that's generally what we associate it with. But when you think about it, Rabbi Osai, so when a person sort of indulges in tanugim, just the same tanug, not with any, it's not Simchas Yom Tov, it's not Oneg Shabbos, there's no sort of greater spiritual context to it, just stam l'shem tanugim. So basically what he's doing is he's catering to himself. It's for me. That's what tanugim are. It's for me. And memela, that's what Itzla tells us, that a person who's an emes deka'onav, so you know, madregas of anova, meaning not just the anova of sort of avoiding the sormeira of arrogance and conceit, but v'chulu and the kolchiv otzam yadei, but the emesdik anov, and anov of the madrega of chaim v'lajan, that means there's no focus on me. No focus on me, so then there can't be tanugim either. So the hafakas tanugim is actually an expression of both of the yiras chait as well as the anova. V'hoyet sach loshon yosim mikol odom umuflag mehem b'loshon ha'ivris. So clearly the Rambam is only highlighting about Rabbeinu HaKadosh those qualities which were relevant to the pivotal role that he played in the history of Torah Sheba'al Peh. Mistama Rebbein HaKodesh was a certain height. Rambam doesn't tell us what his height was. Mistama had a certain eye color. The Rambam doesn't tell us that either. It's not relevant. But the fact that he was Tzach Loshon Yosem Mikol Odom, his eloquence surpassed that of all people. Umuflim hem b'loshon ha'ivris. And his command of Loshon HaKodesh, he just by far outdistanced everyone. Ad shehachachamim aleihem ha'shalom hayu lomdim perish ma'ashen istabalem b'milas ha'mikra midiba avod v'mishosav. Right, Chazal, where's the Gemara in Brachos? The Chazal didn't know what certain words mean, and then they heard Amsei de Rabbi using the word. So if it rubbed off even on the domestic help. So this is something which is relevant to the historical role that Rabbeinu HaKadosh played. The need to express Divrei Torah as clearly and eloquently and effectively as possible. It's interesting in this context that the Rambam also has in the Hagdam to Sefer Mitzvahs. Again, when he's telling us about his plans for Mishnah Torah, he said, V'chein ra'isi, I've also seen fit Shaloach Habrehu, this chibur of the Mishnah Torah that I intend, Shaloach Habrehu b'loshin Sifri HaNevua. I'm not going to use the Loshon HaKodesh from Tanakh, biblical Hebrew. L'fi shehaloshon hahu kotzer hayom b'yadeinu mehashlem inyanei hadinim bo. The vocabulary is not, there's not enough of a vocabulary for everything we have to talk about today. V'chein loach habeir b'loshon ha-Talmud. I'm not going to compose Mishnah Torah in Aramaic. L'fi shelo yivinuhu me'anshe umasenu hayom ki em yechidim. Who's going to understand? He said, I'll write in Aramaic, he says, you know, so who's gonna understand Mishnah Torah? U'milas rabas mimenu zaras v'koshos afilu l'bikiyim b'talmud. And to make full use of Aramaic, so then even those who know how to learn Gemara, but there are hard words. Aval achabeu b'loshon ha-mishnah k'dei sheyokel zeh l'rov ha-anoshim. But I'll write with the in Mishnah Yekibu. So you see how much thought that the Rambam gave in writing Mishnah Torah, the language, and that's sort of reflected in that he sees that one of the qualities Rabbeinu HaKadosh was endowed with in order to fulfill his historical task was being Tzach Loshon Yosim Mikol Odom. V'hoylo Osha Urevocha, he was fabulously wealthy. Ad kedei she'amar alav aharirei the Rebbe, the stable boy of Rebbe, have osim mishvor malka, was richer than the king. V'lochein hevi revocha la'anshe ha'chochmum v'aksheho, so he was able to support them. The anshe ha'chochmum, the rebates Torah b'Yisrael. V'osaf is divrei ha'kabbalah v'ha'ma'amorim, sh'nemru mimos Moshe Avinu ad yomam. V'hoyu hu atzmo min ha'makabla. Rabbeinu HaKadosh was one of the links in the Masorah. Kihu kibel, now here the Rambam fills in what we said before, that the Rambam had fast-forwarded and skipped. Kihu kibel mishimon aviv, Rabban Shimon, who in turn mi Gamliel aviv, in turn mishimon aviv, in turn mi Gamliel aviv. Right, that's why in our mission, Hashalev, it's Hiskin, Rabban Gamliel Hazake, and there are two Rabban Gamliels. There's a grandfather and grandson. So the mission is identifying which Rabbi Gamliel we're talking about. We're talking about Rabbi Gamliel Azokin. Mishimon Aviv, Mehillel Aviv, Mishmai v'Abtalion Avosa, Mehuda ben Tabai, Mishimon ben Shetach, Mishimon ben Prachim, Nita Arabel, Miyosef ben Yerezer, Miyosef ben Yochanan, Me'antignus Yisrach, Mishimon ben Tzadik, Me'ezra, Sharehu, Mishari, Knesset HaGdolah. Ve'ezra, Mivorach, Ve'neiri, Arabel, Baruch Nehmeh, Me'yemiyah, Kimochein, Kibel, Yemiya Bali Safek Mimisha Kadam Lamina Viyam Navi Minavi Abdiskanim Shakibla Miyoshua Mimosha. Umisha Asaf is called Ashidos Vahamamorim Hechel Bechiba HaMishnah. Shehi kolelas perush kol hamitzvos haksuvos batorah. So the Mishnah, the Rambam says, is the embodiment of Torah Shebal Peh. Again, Torah Shebal Peh means the halachas which tell us, which instruct us how to fulfill the mitzvos haksuvos batorah. So the Mishnah is the embodiment of that. Mehen, some of the dinim in the Mishnah are kabbalas mukubalas mimosha olav shalom. Umehen halacha shenil medubi dakiy ha'iyan ve'ein ben machlokas. And others were the dinim, as we mentioned before, which were discovered through the doros. Umehen halacha shenafla ben machlokas ben hama'ainim ve'kovan kifri machlokosam ploniyam akach uploniyam akach. ואפילו אם יוחד חולק על רבים קובע דיווי היוחד ודיווי הרבים, ועושה כך מחמס כמה עניינים מועילים מאוד שהזכירם במשנה ועדיוס. ואני אזכירם, we'll talk about that later, says the Rambam. אך לאח היסוד גודל שראיסי להזכירו כאן. Okay, well, let's continue here. A little bit of also, what comes now is very, very yesodistic. והוא. כי יש לתורן ליטון, מאחר שפירושי התורה הם כפי היסוד שהזכרנו מקובל ממשה, כמו שאמרנו על פי עומם, כל התורה נאמרו כלל עשר פרטוסר ודקדוקר מסיני, אם כן, מה הן אלו הלוחס המיוחדות שאומם בהן שאין הלוח למשה מסיני? Given that so much of Torah is directly ממשה מסיני, why do we find only in a fraction of cases that Chazal refer to something as Halacha Moshe Misinai? The Rambam is soon going to list the Halachas of Moshe Misinai. But given that Kol HaTorah Nehmu Kol Sabbat Tzav Dikkar Misinai, it's clear that what we received from Moshe Rabbeinu is much greater, much more voluminous than what Chazal referred to as Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Im kein ma hein elu ha'alochas ha'miuchadosh sh'omim bahen sh'en Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Hine zeh yisod sh'voy sh'tasakev alav. V'hu. Sh'ha'perushim ha'mekubolim mimosha ein bahen machlokas b'shum ponim. Sh'harei ad ata lo matzonu machlokas sh'ira bizman min hazmanim mimosha ad revashi ben shum echad min hachachamim. There never has been a machlokas in any generation, sheyoma echad mehem shemisha sime ein odam mesaminas eino lefisha ama Hashem ayin ba'ayin. No one thinks that ayin tachas ayin is literal. No one thinks that halacha lemaisa, the Torah intended ayin tachas ayin literally. Other than the enlightened people in Saudi Arabia. But leaving them aside, no one else ever thought that ayin ba'ayin is literally. Ve'oma ha'acher kofer bilvad. It was never machlokes. Ve'lo matzonu gamkein machlokes v'mesh ha'oma Hashem pri etzoda she'oma ha'echad shu esrog ve'oma ha'acher shu ha'chobo shu ha'arim monozul hazeh. There's never been a question identifying that Pri Etzada refers to an Esrog. No one has ever suggested that it refers to any other fruit other than the Esrog. Similarly, V'lo matzonu gamken machlokes be'etz ovos shehu ha'hodos. V'lo matzonu machlokes v'omu yisale v'katzosa eskapa shehu kofer. Ram goes on to give only a few more examples. Let's keep going. V'lo ba'omu bas ish koin ki secha liznos es avim mechalaz ba'esh tisarif sha'onash hazeh n'muta le'olim ken hoysa esh es ish davka. No one thinks that the pasuk in Parshas Emor about a bas ish koin refers to a p'nuya. U'kemochei ma sha'onash yis'ale b'mishal nimtu lo b'sulim sha'tisakel
לא שמענו חולק ממשה עד עתו בזה, כי אין זה אלא אם כן הויסה איש אס איש. והויסה על כך הוכחה של אחר הקידושין זינצה בעדם והסועה. וחולק היוצא בזה בכל המצוות אין מחלוקת בהן, לפי שכולם הם פירושים מקובלים ממשה. That's the woman's famous phrase, פירושים מקובלים. ועליהם ועל שכמוסם אמרו כל התורה נאמרו כל עושה ופרט עושה מסיני. אבל אף על פי שהם מקובלים ואין מחלוקת בהם, ממסורת הכסובים המושכלים ניתן לדרוש את הפירושים בדרכי המידות והאסמכתות והאורות והרמוזים המונחים במקרא. So the Rambam says, Perushim Mekubalim, meaning when Moshe Ben came down from Har Sinai and he taught, as the Brais and Masechus Erevin depicts, and he taught Torah, so he said, Priyei Todah is an Esrog. And he said that Anaf Eitz Ovos is a Hodos. It's Mimoshe Misinai. Nemu Klol Oseh Protoseh Misinai. But additionally, it's possible to then to see within the Torah Shebichsav how we can figure that out as well. We didn't need to discover that in our own, but we can bridge what Moshe Rabbeinu told us with the Torah Shebichsav. And that's what the whole Sugya Lulav HaGozel says. How do you know that Priyei Todah is an Esrog? Hador Be'ilano, Mishana L'shana, etc. Ayin Tachas Ayin, we didn't have to figure out that it means Mono. Moshe Rabbeinu came down and said, Ayin Tachas Ayin means you pay Dimei Ayin. But that notwithstanding, it's also Nitan from within the Torah Shebichsav with Midrash HaTorah and Drashas Bahen to figure out how we could have arrived at that conclusion on our own. And that's true for the whole category, the whole class of Perushim Mekubalim. By contrast, the Rambam goes on to say, I'm skipping a bit, V'chol halacha she'ein lo remez b'mikra, v'ein lo asmach devi, efshar ledorshu be'ezo mida, al osa bilvad, omim halacha l'moshe misinai. The term halacha l'moshe misinai is reserved for those things Moshe Rabbeinu told us that you cannot find in the Chumash. They're not there in the Chumash. Acharoso yom shebein nida lenida, good, lovud, dofen akuma. There is no hint to these in Chumash. Halacha l'moshe misinai means purely halacha l'moshe misinai, as opposed to a perush mekubal from Moshe Rabbeinu b'Har Sinai that can also, and it's an integral part of Mitzvah Talmud Torah to do this, that can also be rediscovered. That you can also bridge the Torah Shebichsav and the Torah Shebaalpeh. So Halacha Moshe Misinai means that there's no remez in Chumash for it. Masha and Kain, all the Perushim and Kubalim have a remez in Chumash.
Why would Hashem give certain halachos with a hint in the Torah and some without?
I don't know. Fine. So that's a very clear distinction. We'll bleed out the next week, and Hashem, we'll talk about that some more also. But here, for now, let's just raise the following question. Go back again to when the Rambam began his answer, right? So he says, in light of what we've been talking about, that every mitzvah came with Perushim Mekubalim, right? Every mitzvah came with the fact, mitzvah sukkah came with the fact that tzchach has to be from Gidula Karka. And the analog to that by every mitzvah, so what is this rather limited class of halacha l'moshe misinai, right? The Rambam posed that question. Now how did he begin? What's the answer after we make our way through to the end? That Perushim Mekubalim are of course also l'moshe misinai, but they're not exclusively l'moshe misinai because they're also encoded, embedded in the Torah Shebichsav, Masha and Kain, halacha l'moshe misinai. That's the answer, right? But how did I begin the answer? Hine ze yisod shiroisha tesake v'alav. V'hu sheha perushim hamukubalim mimosha ein bohen machlokas b'shum panim. Why is he mentioning this? I mean, that's true, but That's true, and it's very fundamental, and it's very important to know. But L'chol has got nothing to do with this question, no? You hear what I was saying? Yeah. You with me? The question which the Rambam raises is, given the abundance of masoras that we have, Moshe Rabbeinu HaSinai, so what is it that sort of characterizes this very select group of Halacha Moshe Misinai? It seems, when we get to the end of the Rambam's answer, that the Rambam says the distinction is Halacha Moshe Misinai means it's purely L'Moshe Misinai. It's not in Chumash. It's not in Chumash. Don't bother looking for it because it's not there. And that's what he quotes, the Gemara in Sukkah. The Gemara in Sukkah seems to quote a pasuk for Shi'urim, the Shir Kizayis, the Shir Kerimon, the Shir Kikosavis. And the Gemara says, what do you mean a pasuk? It's a Halacha Moshe Misinai. And he says, yeah, it's only an Asmach Dura Alma. It's not a real pasuk. So given that that's his answer, so why does he mention the fact that Perush and Mekubalim, there's no machlokas? You hear the kasher of us? Yeah, yes, no. Yeah. There are countless traditions that go back to Moshe Ben Misinai, far, far more numerous than those Chazal refer to as Halacha Moshe Misinai. So the Rambam says, so how do you understand that? Why do Chazal refer to Nisr Hanayim as Halacha Moshe Misinai, and they never refer to Ayin Tach Zayin as Halacha Moshe Misinai? But Ayin Tach Zayin Mamon also go back to Moshe Ben Misinai. So why is this Halacha Moshe Misinai? Why is this designated? Why is this labeled Halacha Moshe Misinai, and that's not labeled Halacha Moshe Misinai? That's the Rambam's question. The Rambam's answer seems to be pretty clearly that what Halacha Moshe Misinai means is that it's purely Halacha Moshe Misinai. It's nowhere else. It's only that oral tradition, Halacha Moshe Misinai. You cannot find it. You cannot detect it. You cannot discover it anywhere else. You can look high and low in the Chumash, and you won't find Achar Soyom Bein Nida LaNida. You won't find those dinim which are referred to as Halacha Moshe Misinai. Mashen came Perushim Mekubalim, they're also in Moshe Ben Misinai, but those you can find with Midrash HaTorah and Drashas behind, you can find it in the Chumash as well. You can reason that Ayin Tachas Ayin can't be intended literally, and you can prove that Pri Eitz Hadar, again, Mitoch HaTorah Shebichsav, Midrash HaTorah and Drashas behind, means Esrog. Again, there was no suspense to it because Moshe Ben came down from Har Sinai and told us what it was. That's why whenever you have sugyas in the Gemara, so some sugyas, sometimes the Gemara discovers a new din, and sometimes the Gemara is engaging in what the Rambam's talking about. We're sort of connecting, we're bridging what the conclusion is that we already know with the pasuk. So for instance, let's say the famous Gemara in Yuma about what's the mocker in the Torah that pikuach nefesh is docha. So the Gemara gives a few makoros from the Tanoim, and the Gemara keeps asking, well, that only tells you Vadai Sakana. What about Safek? Okay, so maybe the din is only that Vadai Sakana is Doche. So it's clear that the Gemara knows what the din is. The Gemara knows what the din is. The Gemara is not establishing the din. The Gemara is looking to rediscover. So Perushim Mekobolim are not purely L'Moshe Misinai. That's why we don't use the term Halach L'Moshe Misinai. That's the distinction. Okay, given that that's the distinction that the Rambam is bringing out here, so why is he re-emphasizing, again, he said it once before, right, when we said we'd come back to it, he had said, after introducing us to Rebbe, he said, Asaf is Divya Kabbalah v'hamamorim v'hamach, no, that's not the line, I lost it, whatever, he said it somewhere before, sorry. But why does the Rambam begin his answer by saying that there's never been a machlokas about Perushim Mekubalim? That's true, but that's not part of the answer, is it? The answer just seems to be what we just reviewed. Okay, so it's late. So maybe Lina, the next Thursday we'll pick up with this discussion.
In the translation that I was looking at, the two things about the focus of is another and shiftless.
You had instead of
instead of Hasidus, I said Shivus.
So instead of Hasidus, you have Shippus Haruah.
Is there a way to get touch it?
Usually they tell you when they're in the translation.
I got this from a bar in line.
I don't know. I mean, the Maisa, the Rambam, it's easier to understand this translation because it's not really difficult to Shippus Haruah HaNamah. The Rambam himself, the old Mo'ed HaMishmaruach, is to tell you to be extremely honored.
So I think Hasidus is two distinct things
versus it's easier to understand
this is kind of one joint.
Yeah, so. I'm guessing maybe this is why
I changed my mind. Thank you.
I didn't really.